Welcome to another episode of your mom's favorite podcast, The Roundtable Chat Talk, where everyone has a seat at the table. We are the best of the below average, your hosts, Old Johnny One Ball.
And Shadow Prime 34.
That's right.
That's us.
We first want to tell you that if you are in our Discord and you heard that we were going to be changing our name to the Talkabilities, gotcha, April Fool's on you.
Joke's on you.
Roundtable Chat Hot forever.
Yo, that's like a tour that we could go on. Roundtable Chat Hot forever.
Our farewell tour when podcasts finally die.
We're not going anywhere.
What do you think the first podcast was about? Also, when was it?
That's a good question, actually.
I don't know.
When was the first
podcast? Well, don't worry. We'll be the last.
You know I had to do it to him.
That's right. Well, that's us. First off, big shout to our Patreon members. You heard it here first, people. Thank you to the Patreon members for being part of the fam, helping us to make a good show each and every week, and coming at you with all the goodies all the time. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in joining, you can join for as little as a dollar. That gets you access to some cool stuff that we're putting out, lots of other little goodies here and there. You can join the Champion Cynthia tier for $5, or the Professor Oak tier for $10. And we are still working on some technical difficulties, as the people in the industry call it, I think. Working on some of those things to get you a beautiful 45-minute long video with yours truly's.
Us truly's.
We truly, I don't know. Oh, speaking of truly, I found that there are places in the area that finally have the Sonic hard seltzers.
Did you see Dunkin' Donut came out with Dunkin' Donuts came out with the coffee one and the it's like coffee and another version of it.
Pass.
And I was like, huh.
Give me ocean water all day.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying, dude. We need to find some of those.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Done,
dude. What if we find them at Buc-ee's? Do we have to do this every time?
Buc-ee's died for this country.
Dude, well, look, that's for sure, because yeah. You might as well. We live near the most recent Buc-ee's, and we finally got one here in Colorado, and we are going Saturday fully expecting to wait in line most of the time, so you might as well wander to make it worth it.
But it's an adventure.
Dude, the Worth It Wander, featuring Buc-ee's. New band name, I call it.
The Worth It. What's up, guys? We're Worth It Wander. Ready to rock.
Dude, that's pretty good.
That's actually pretty good.
Dude, we could start a band. Do you know how to play any instruments?
No, I can learn really fast, though.
Me neither, and I can't learn really fast, though.
How to play guitar. Also, where to get guitar.
Where is the guitar? check that out, and keep your roundtablechattot.com finger typers peeled so you can see new merch pretty soon. We're coming out with some good stuff, and that's what I have.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up. All right. You want to do a roundtable chat, my dude?
Dude, I'm in.
Dude, let's do it. What do you want to talk about today?
We should talk about the April Fool's events.
Joke's on you. I already wanted to.
Oh!
Hey-o!
In me trying to get you, you in turn got me. So therefore, I technically got me.
You know
congratulations.
What they say? The got get-getted.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's like a weird Gotham City.
The got get-getted.
The got get-getted. The getters got. I'm Batman.
The gotters get gotted.
Have you seen that dude on TikTok that does stay out of Gotham?
No.
So I'll see somebody do something really cool. Like, they'll shotgun a seltzer and not burp or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, drink a Sprite and have no burps. And it just cuts to him in like a fake, looks like a beanie that has the eyes cut out and the mouth for Batman. And he just goes, stay out of Gotham.
That's awesome. If you see the one where the guy's like sitting there and she's like, you think you're cool? Drink a shot of tequila without making a face. And he's like, if your tequila is made by a celebrity, it's not real tequila. If it's not made by a Mexican woman, it's not real tequila. And he takes a shot and he goes, I'm Batman.
That guy was gone already. Anyway, let's talk about the April Fool's events. I'm going to be honest, 2024's April Fool's didn't... It's like they tried to make a joke about something, but it just turned out to be a really good day.
Yeah. Like, it was a weird event. Like,
I was waiting for something bad.
And it was
and
like...
it just kept staying good all day.
And they were just like, oh, shoot, excellent throws. Everything's going to be excellent throw.
Just,
I'm like, I'm not going to complain, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I think they should do a day with catchable 8-bits.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Just every year, April 1st, everything in the wild is 8-bit. And I don't know what else. But, like, bring back the 8-bits. That's all I care about.
Bring back the... Long live the 8-bits.
That's right.
But I think the first year they did the 8-bit thing for all your Pokemon in your storage, mm-hmm. I think that still is king. Like,
it was so good. That was the first one in 2018.
Wow.
From what I see here. And it was March 31st to April 7th.
Oh.
I know.
Solid event.
The next year, I can't find much about it, but it was April 1st and 2nd, which... just shows me Pikachu with Ash's hat on.
Was it an Ash hat Pikachu?
I guess. That's the only thing in the photo.
Yeah.
And then 2020 and 2021 were tricky Pokemon. So like
Ditto.
Well, this one shows like Sudowoodo, Krogunk, the tricksters.
Apom.
2022, April 1st, 2022 was the Ditto.
Yeah. That one was
yeah, that's
fun.
It.
Yeah.
And then it went downhill and turned into Pidgey Pandemonium in 2023.
I should have used an Ultra Fence, not a great fence.
But hey, at least we know he's not smushing everything into candy. He's keeping them all, which is wild. And then this year was the Excellent Opportunity, which feels more like a Christmas Day or something, not an April 1st.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not happening. Yeah, gotcha.
Oh, LOL.
Like, wait a minute.
And then, like, their counterparts, Pokemon Sleep, like, their, like, announcement video was so good.
I don't know anything about Sleep anymore.
What? Like, they did that. They're like, for EUIC and all that, like, the regional championships for Pokemon Sleep.
Mm.
I was like, that's pretty good.
I saw the post.
Yeah. I'd stopped playing Sleep.
I gave it about a week. I haven't slept since. I think it's a really fun, quick, boom, done.
Yeah. I mean, it would extend it into just a little bit into the second. Just a little bit.
Yeah, but excellent opportunity for 2 days.
Just a little bit.
I'll never disagree with that. It would have been excellent if we weren't already level 50.
Oh, that would have been perfect.
I would have been like, okay, I get off work at 5, 5:15, we're meeting at the park, and we'll eat dinner somewhere, and we will continue. So with that in mind, for people who are grinding, like my last little bit to hit level 50, whenever that was, I don't remember.
Yeah, it's
been a bit.
8-bit.
Dude, I know, but you wanted me to say it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
April Fool's on you guys.
Oh, there's more coming.
Oh.
Ow. Oh, I hit my toe on the chair. Ow.
I was like, uh-oh. Ugh. JT's got a knee. And every time I saw him like wince and lean down, I'm like, oh my gosh. We're not going to be able to walk anymore.
What have you done? Yeah, so, yeah, I'd say this one was a yay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't connect it to April Fool's.
No.
Because what
like a quick one-off, like, do more of those, just, like, randomly throughout the year.
Well,
like,
and I think if this was in response to, like, a past really bad, everything was broken.
Oh, that would be
April
good.
Fool's Day.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, everybody, we know how last year went. Joke's on us. Now this year, we're going to make up. That would make more sense why that's such a good day.
Yeah.
And like, it was one of those, maybe that's why they did it. it was too good to be true, and it had everybody waiting for something bad, but nothing bad ever came. Joke is on us,
yeah.
I guess. Because I was waiting. I wasn't like, oh, man, I hope nothing bad happens, but, you know, a little... Oh, just kidding. There are no excellent throws. Well, that would have been horrible, actually.
No excellent throws.
There are no excellent throws.
Hey, trainers, we apologize for our trainers in New Zealand for that, so...
Dude, you know what would have been a great, like, 4 p.m.? I don't know how they would have done it around the world on account of time zones, but, like, and keep it a spoiler-free... But you have this excellent opportunity, and then halfway through the day, your curveball, you spin it clockwise, and the ball throws counterclockwise.
All over.
And you have to, like, do it in reverse.
Yeah.
That would have been something I was waiting for that day.
And if you do that, you have increased your chances for a shiny spin to, like, 1%.
Yeah. But, like, you know, you throw the ball this way, and instead of going off to the side,
it goes
like
way.
This.
Yeah. That would have been, for it.
Yeah. Or during 1 hour.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can't practice for that.
No.
So even if someone in a time zone before you spoils it.
Yeah.
You can't practice for that. That would have been, and then no matter what, you throw a ball, it's excellent.
Yeah.
As like a, you know, we're not really messing with you that much.
Yeah.
But
that's what
I would have been waiting for all day. And maybe it was the jokes we made along the way.
Yeah.
It was the friends we made along the way. But I was not mad at that.
Yeah, it was a good event. I think they just need to do more like random events like that, though. But like, don't tell us. Just, oh, hey, all of a sudden a bunch of Audino are spawning. Catch them. What's the point? There's none. Just,
same catch rate.
Yeah,
but they're everywhere.
Just go catch them. Yeah,
That would have been a great like how they did Pidgey and Ditto the years before.
Yeah,
like something hard like Audino.
Yeah,
or
go catch a bunch.
Megas in the wild. That's definitely not an April Fool's thing.
Speaking of Megas in the wild, I saw a wild Medicham at CP 28.
Nice.
Look at you.
I think I caught, but I already transferred it, a double-digit Gardevoir in the wild the other day.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just there.
Well, yeah, look at you.
I know, it's pretty neat. But yeah, I really like that they do something for April Fools.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. This one was just a really good day.
Yeah.
I had nothing bad about it. So it was pretty neat.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Any final thoughts on April Fools events?
It was a good one.
Okay.
I was a fan. The other apps I played didn't do anything for them, so I'm like, oh, okay, well, Pokemon takes the crown this year. It takes the crown. So, yeah, I'd say that was a yay event.
Agreed. Yay. Granted, I think all of the April Fool's ones are yay.
Yeah. Oh, last year's was, I wasn't a fan of that one.
No, but it gave us the Ultra Wall meme.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What I should have used an Ultra Wall.
Like, oh,
excuse
Professor
me?
Willow.
You've been keeping all of these?
Also, just let it be known that in one of the research tasks, he's still like, oh, you did it. Good job. We should celebrate. Maybe a bowl of pineapple berries?
Like, he needs to lay off the pineapple berries.
Like, dude.
Good stuff.
Pineapple berries.
I don't know, man. He likes them, I guess.
Oh, you got to see Tapu Bulu? I was knee deep in this lake over here looking for it.
Like, Giovanni was lost in a wormhole. I spilled some pineapple berry juice. I found some pineapple seeds in my pocket,
and it sprouted into a tree in my bed. Like, what? Oh,
Professor
man.
Willow is a wild dude. Let's get into some studs and duds. How about that?
I'm in. Let's start with duds, and I want you to do studs last.
Because it's a good one?
It's prime.
No, you're prime. Also, 1, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13,
prime
17.
Numbers. Oh, I was like, what are you doing? Okay.
What?
I was like, huh?
And then you have shadow primes. Negative one,
negative three,
negative five, negative nine. My dud was the Scraggy that was out and about everywhere last week. I got no shiny still.
Ooh, yeah.
I still can't find one.
The little, yeah, I want one of those too.
But it's okay. I did top it, and we'll talk about that in the stud.
Oh, yeah.
What about you? What's a dud for you?
I got a really good shadow Pokemon, but I got it right after the Rocket event.
I did that a couple events ago. It feels horrible.
Every time.
The same one that I'm thinking of that I can see here?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That probably hurts worse.
Yeah.
I think mine was an A9.
Yeah. I mean, I still don't have a good one of the shadow A9.
I've been trying to give you my good shadow A9 luck because I got really good many of them.
Every single time I'm like, oh, I'm doing every frozen and I get it. And it's like 15 attack, 0-1.
At least when you do the frozen, regardless of the reward, if you get a good reward, it's a good Pokemon.
It's good, yeah. It's Abomasnow.
Abomasnow, Alolan Sandshrew.
Yeah. Swinub.
Swinub or Vulpix, A9.
Yeah.
We
started Abomasnow already.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Those are really good rewards, and they're super easy to defeat.
Yeah. Also, Snover is super close to the screen, so if you need excellent throws, you just whoop.
I did one today, and it was probably the worst possible curveball you could get.
Yeah.
I did a Shadow Cacnea, and the green was almost still the whole circle, and I didn't get a good throw.
Yeah.
I still caught it, and it was garbage, so it's gone already.
It's gone.
I don't care about that metal. Yeah.
Also, does Professor Willow purify the Pokemon if we just transfer him as Shadow, or does he just keep them?
I feel like he tries to, but he doesn't know how.
Yeah, he's like, maybe I throw pineapple seeds.
Would you care for a pineapple berry in this trying time?
I can offer you a pineapple.
My poor shadow transfer.
So, the people's argument that we're the bad guys. Are we, though?
At least we're not bad and stupid.
Yeah. It's knee deep in this lake over here.
Well, let's continue on with the UD. And take your dud into a stud.
Ooh. My stud, I caught a rank 97 Shadow Frostlass.
Wait, 97% or rank 97?
Rank 97.
Okay.
For Great League.
I don't know what mine is.
I will happily take that. Because I've been wanting to build another Frostlass, but the other ones I have, I'm like, I'll wait. Like that, like when you get a 96, you're like, oh, I want to build it, but what if I get a hundo? So those... Do be feeling bad, but so I got the Frostlass, and I just have to wait till next season, or unless we get do we get one Rocket event per season, right?
One per season.
Yeah. So next season, the thing is getting rid of frustration.
Ooh. Mine's decent. It's rank 215.
Also bad.
For how infrequent these things show up, and now that one is usable.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
That's good. Yeah. Also it hits hard.
That's right.
Give it an energy lead like DeFi says.
That's true. However, I think if I have to pick currently between, among, if we're being technically correct.
Among Us?
No. Well, yeah. Okay. I don't know. That's Pokemon of all time. If I have to pick from that grunt which one I want to use in Great League, it's Shadow Abomasnow.
Yeah.
That
thing has got some versatile movesets.
And it's bulkier than Frostlass.
Yeah. Because it got energy.
On account of Frostlass is not bulky at all.
Yeah, that thing is, especially with Shadow too.
Yeah.
Glassy.
So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
As of right now, of a Shadows, I would be more of an Abomasnow fan. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Not for my stud.
You know we have to do it to him. Well, you have to do it to him.
I've been shiny hunting. Shiny Chatot this last event, which means Zorua. No luck this whole time. On Easter, we're driving around town because we have time, got time to kill, Easter. And I'm letting my ball do something. We're going from park to park because we're slowly making our way north to the next event. And we're sitting there ready to leave. And all of a sudden, I see a little bit of sparkle in my inbox. A little bit of sparkle. And then I look slightly over to the side where that sparkle belongs. And not only is it a shiny Zorua.
Let's go!
It's a shiny double XL Zorua.
Let's go!
Which means that I have that now.
Dude.
And my ball did it. My ball, we talked about this. During this last event, what was it called?
The Rocket?
Taken Time. A particular set of skills.
Taken 2.
We watched a movie last night. That one where the soccer coach goes to American Samoa to be the coach.
Oh, yeah. Was it like last one wins?
Next goal wins.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Really?
Yes. And it's a Taika Waititi movie.
Yeah.
But every character except the main guy, Michael Fassbender, feels like it's written by Taika Waititi, except the white guy.
Yeah.
He's like serious and all that stuff. So good. Such a good film. But they get off the plane and there's a TV show called Who's on the Plane? That's like the most popular show in American Samoa. And he gets off the plane and he goes, "Who are you? And why are you here? What makes you a good fit for this?" And he looks at the camera and he goes, "I have a particular set of skill." And he just does the Taken monologue. It's so good.
That's very good.
But yeah, so this last Rocket event was very good for shinies caught by the Go++ Ultra.
Yeah. Can't agree.
It only lost one shiny that entire event that it tried for. Unfortunately, it was a Vullaby, but it's okay because I've got multiple shiny Vullabies.
Yeah.
So I wasn't too mad about that, but it did work. And then it did on Easter, the Lord's work.
Very nice.
It said, "In honor of eggs, I'm going to go hard."
And it did it.
And it did it to him.
Say, you working hard, but the ball is working harder.
And I want to evolve it, but I also don't, but it's okay.
Yeah, leave it as is.
We'll get another one.
Yeah.
But that makes it, I've got a Hundo Zoroa and a shiny one.
Nice.
I am King Zoroa.
Sounds like an anime character.
It does. Don't mess with King Zoroa. He's the strongest there is.
One step and everyone, like, the power in the room shifts.
He walks in, he's like 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
Good stuff. What are you building? What's your current build?
Still working on Zygarde.
Guess what? I'm still buddying Chatot.
Yeah. I took a little bit of a break because it's not level, was it 30 to get the guaranteed XL candy?
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm going to move to Poipole because I just want to see something else on the map.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
I think Poipole's purple is just a...
Poipole.
I think this is a neat Pokemon.
I think Poipole's just a good Pokemon.
I think it's neat.
Yeah, where is your Poipole? Good stuff. Well, that was a very short little section
because
we're still building the same things. let's do some news. Do you want to do 1 and 3 or 2 and 4?
I'll do 1 and 3.
Okay. Are you sure you don't want number 4?
I think you need to do...
Okay, I'll do...
Because that's one you need, right?
The Mega?
Yeah. I mean the...
I got the shiny.
Yeah.
It was a gift from Mythical Hitch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. In that case, I'll do 2 and 4.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you might want 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to make the thing work. I'm going to do it.
Dude, it's going to happen. Did you listen to Pokelore from... GoCast this week?
Oh, no, not yet.
They talk about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
It's good. Well, first piece of news for you. Continue your journey through World of Wonders with Wonder Ticket Part 2 and experience wonders with Eevee and friends. I did part of this already, and I accidentally transferred the double extra small of the Flareon.
Oh.
But whatever.
I got a Vaporeon. I transferred that, yeah.
Yeah, it was an accident, but it's fine. There's more down the line that will be favorited regardless of how they turn out.
Yeah.
So, Wonder Ticket Part 2. If you have purchased the Wonder Ticket, or you still can, it's up to you. But, complete timed research tasks to receive these rewards. Encounters with the following Pokemon. I'm just going to tell you all their names and then tell you why they're important. Eevee, Vaporeon, Jolteon, Flareon, Espeon, Umbreon, Leafeon, Glaceon, and Sylveon. They are important because they will have a Cherry Blossom adornment. It's pretty good.
Adornment.
It is adornable. You'll also get one lucky egg, one puffin, one incense, two charge TMs, one premium battle pass, three silver pineapple berries, one star piece, and more. That is it.
Hit 'em with that and more.
That's the update.
Huh.
Very short, very sweet.
Short, sweet, to the point.
Why don't you tell us about some PvP UV world UV that's going to be occurring.
Nice.
Dude, we can't. You know when you go to, what is it, Challenge, the website?
Oh, yeah.
That thing? And it would be like, rise to occasion, WW. And then if they go to the loser's bracket, there's like a lower. And it's like, LWW. Old Johnny One Ball. L. L. And that's it. I'm done.
Hey, you never know. No one's unbeatable.
But what if we fight each other?
Oh. That has gone both ways very like
almost exclusively goes both directions every other time.
So, okay. So trainers. Hopeful trainers are headed to London, England for the 2024 Europe International Championships, EUIC.
Did you just clarify where London was?
I was like, in case you get it confused with London, Arkansas. But it's the second event of the 2024 Championship Series season. This event will be one of the largest Pokemon Championship Series tournaments, playing host to a number of exciting competitions for Pokemon Go players from around the world. Trainers will have their skills tested as they vie for qualifications for the 2024 World Championships in Honolulu, Hawaii. I know someone will be there.
But let's be honest, how many times have you ever seen the word vie written out before?
Not very many. Like, I immediately went to Spanish. I was like, oh, VA.
Nope.
Wait, that's not... Wait, is it really?
It's VI.
But what is VA? Is VA... That, no, I'm thinking VIA.
VIA, yeah. You see VIA all the time.
All the time, yeah.
You don't see VI.
Yeah.
You say it, and like, oh, wow, they're vying for the spot.
Vying for the
But that becomes V-Y-I-N-G, which would be probably something you see more often than V-I-E.
Yeah. And like... English is weird. Like the patio and ratio.
Dude, I've been thinking about that a lot lately. Why is it not patio and radio?
Patio. For the entire weekend of Friday, April 5th through Sunday, April 7th, you'll be able to watch thrilling Pokemon battles live from London, England. And on top of that, trainers who watch at least 30 minutes of EUIC live stream can receive a code via Twitch Drops for an exclusive time research opportunity to catch the Pokemon used by LNDS Rarjeff. Harjeff. Okay.
I'm not pulling your leg. That's,
yeah.
It is, I believe, Brazilian, so Portuguese.
Oh, that's cool.
That first R is H.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of MMA growing up.
Nice. Yeah, so the LNDS Harjeff is the winner of the 2024 Latin America International Championships. That's really cool. Be like, oh, like my team, everyone in the globe gets to, like, that's cool. And then all times are listed in Pacific Daylight Time and approximate and subject to change. So Friday, April 5th, 1 a.m. to 1 p.m., there's bracket play. Also, the streams that you can watch will be Martin Versteeg. So Inadequates. You can also watch Lionheart, Zionic, and Zoe Two Dots. Hey, we're on the show.
That's right.
And 2-0 Butters. So you can watch their streams, and you can get some of those Twitch drops. Also, you can watch the Pokemon Go like official Twitch channel too.
Mm-hmm.
Then Saturday, April 6th, they have bracket play until top three, and then Sunday, April 7th at 1 a.m., they have the winners finals, the losers finals, and then the grand finals begin on Twitch.tv/Pokemon and YouTube/Pokemon.
That's right. Well, I have it here. The team from LNDS Harjeff, who the Latin America International Championship team, the timed research will include the following encounters: Lickitung, Lantern, Umbreon, Gligar, Medicham, and Charjabug, plus additional rewards of 50 Metatite candy, 10,000 Stardust, and one charged TM.
It's pretty that's solid.
That's for free?
Yeah, that's a solid.
Dude, get out of town.
Literally all you got to do is watch for 30 minutes.
That's right.
So even if you're not like a PvP,
30 minutes goes quick on these
real
things.
Quick, yeah.
You might see two entire matches, maybe.
Yeah. And you might be even like, oh, I'm going to try this PvP thing out.
That's right. Yeah. So check that out. I was able to pull, I knew I had seen it earlier today. that team and the rewards.
Yeah.
If you need to see it again, you can go to Leak Duck and find it in the events page. But the official PokemonGoLive.com does not have that specific information. But that is okay.
Henny, are you okay? Are you okay, Henny?
Dude, do you want to hear the background on that? Because I know it.
What is it?
So Lairdal was started the company as a toy maker, and eventually, after seeing the death mask of a young girl who died in the Seine River, he said, wow, that's really, you know, peaceful looking. So he took basically the face and put it on a CPR doll. You know, the rubber face. Yeah, so yeah. It's just a nothing blank face.
Yeah.
I got a blank face.
And so the phrase, Annie, are you okay, is because he called it, the doll or the CPR mannequin was called Annie.
Oh.
So Michael Jackson had just taken a CPR course prior to this song's creation, and he's basically doing the shoulder shake, Annie, are you okay? Annie, are you okay?
Are you okay?
And he put it in song. Yeah.
Look at that.
I know a few things.
Huh. That's pretty cool, actually.
I did stuff at Edcore.
Yeah.
And came up with, there's like the Annie room that we had it, and it was based on that.
Huh.
So there's my history about Lairdal, the toy company, Michael Jackson, and a dead French girl.
Ooh.
She died a long time ago. It's okay. It's fine.
It's been a while.
Oh, fair enough. That's right. Next up, we have an event. Ooh, creepy crawly. Ooh, too scary.
Bugs.
Too many spiders and stuff. Let's talk about the bug out event. Friday, April 12th at 10 a.m. To Wednesday, April 17th at 8 p.m. local time is the bug out event. Event bonuses, 2x XP for successfully catching Pokemon with nice throws or better. Increased candy for nice throws or better. Those are always like S tier things.
Yeah.
Increased candy XL for nice throws or better for trainers level 31 and up. Increased chance to encounter shiny Combee and shiny Burmy. So I will be hunting because I know that Broncos fan is looking for that shiny female Combee. I'm going to go hard for that one. So,
oh, yeah.
Broncos fan, if you're listening, which he might be because, you know, it's just down the hall. you never know. I got you, fam.
Also,
I think that's extra Stardust
for...
that's right.
I got you, fam.
Bug. Buzz, buzz.
Buzz.
For wild encounters, the following Pokemon will appear more frequently in the wild. Caterpie, Weedle, Shuckle, Wurmple, Kricketot, Combee, Swaddle, Dwebble. Some trainers might encounter Nincada and Cutiefly. Of that entire list, only Swaddle can't be shiny.
Pretty solid
that's,
list.
Yeah, that's it, dude. One of my favorites is in there. Wurmple. Just kidding, it's Shuckle. Shuckle's one of my favorite. Probably number three favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Dude, it's up there.
Swollen.
In raids, this is cool. Once two or more trainers successfully complete an in-person raid, more Pokemon will appear around that gym that hosted the raid for 15 minutes. Dude, you know what that means? We live on a gym.
So if I do it by myself...
Nothing.
If I'm like, oh, you don't get anything. You
because
have
it's,
to do it
yes,
with...
because it wants you to see bugs in person with your friends. In one-star raids, we have Pineco, Shuckle, Nincada, and Skorupi. Solid lineup. Three stars, Beedrill, Pinsir, and Cleavor. Five stars, Tapubulu, or Tapu Bulu, as the kids say. And in Mega Raids, it's Mega Charizard X, the subpar Mega, and Mega Heracross.
Hey, he's here.
And guess what? All of those can be shiny in every raid.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember the last time we had that.
It has been a while. Because
they'll put like second or evolved Pokemon in three stars.
Yeah.
Which can't be shiny. This is all of them.
Everything can be, yeah.
Anything you're going for? Well, let's start with the wild encounters. What are you looking at for wild encounters?
Really just kind of going for that that Stardust for Kilby.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good move.
Because I think I've got everybody. Well, maybe a Dwebble.
Are you missing any of those shinies?
I am not. I think maybe Krikatot?
The golden cricket?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm missing Cutie Fly? No Cutie Fly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm definitely missing Cutie Fly. I've got everything else. But I will always want more shiny Shuckles. I want to have an army.
An army of Shuckles.
they don't move fast and they don't hit hard, but you're not getting in.
But you're not getting any hits in.
What about raids?
For raids, honestly, I might do a Pineco here and there.
Okay.
My daily free pass. And then maybe a Pinsir, because I realize I have two shiny Shadows, but no shiny regulars.
Interesting. I think I've got one of each.
Yeah. I was like, that's...
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
And as a reminder, be careful with Shuckle and raids.
Don't try to solo that thing.
Actually, one star is fine. Three star. If it was in three stars, that's what makes it. Because it was three stars for a long time, and then it dropped to one star. And I was like, I'm going to do it. One star is fine. Unless you're not fiery.
Yeah.
Okay. So we redact all of that and say, if Shuckle was in three stars, bring friends.
Redact.
Because it's in one stars, you're fine.
Yeah.
That's all.
It'll be good.
Tapu Bulu will have Nature's Madness. And nice. I hear that really boosts the Bulu. So do a couple of those. It's pretty weak to fire, so just burn it. And then once Tapu Fini comes out, that's the big one.
Tapu Fini.
I see. Dude, is that Boys Meets Worlds? Dude, Boys Meet World. It's like a butcher. field research task encounters. They will be Paris, Venonat, all three Burmese, Karoblast, Shelmet, Dupiter, Wimpod, and then you could also get Mega Energy for Mega Beedrill, Mega Pinsir, and Mega Scizor.
We should do PvP for this list.
Oh, for the field tasks?
Yeah.
Okay. They will still have PvP style IVs, but hit them with the field research and trade. It doesn't work quite as well as raid and trade.
Yeah, I was like, search and trade?
If you're going to raid and trade, it's Scorpy and Beedrill.
Yeah.
And Tapu Bulu, if there's a chance under 1,500, but who knows? I'm going to go with probably not.
I don't think so.
That one feels thick. But field research, PvP, so the field research and trade, what are you looking at?
I'd say Trash Coat Burmy, because it turns into the Worm Madam.
Yep.
Shelmet for Shelmet. Baby Leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Karoblast evolves, so it's like becomes the Punch Bug.
Mm-hmm.
That one's really good. Dupiter is really thick. And Golisopod.
Yeah, big Golisopod.
Yeah.
Which of these lists, all of them can be shiny. Dupiter, I believe, is new-ish.
It came out last year
at a GoFest. I want to say Japan.
Yeah, I'm doing Dupiter.
The non-New York City. It came out. It's been in a couple of like Safari Zone things, but I think this might be the first time that it is worldly available.
Yeah.
And then Wimpod is good. Good shiny. Get it.
Oh, damn.
Those two are the ones I'm going for.
Yeah, same.
I've got the built Ultra and Great League Golisopods. So it's just for candies and shinies.
Yeah.
Collection challenge. Complete the collection challenge to receive rewards and encounters and mega energy for certain bug types. I bet it's Beedrill, Pinsir, and Scizor. What do I know? No way. Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
I am. That's actually pretty cool.
Dude, I just got my ears pierced.
Like, that's adorable. Like, I kind of love that.
That's amazing. I'm doing that. Unless it's a hat, then I'm not doing that. I'll do it for sometimes. I don't know.
I don't know what that...
Anyway, the thing that we're most excited about... Actually, there's two things. There's one really cool other thing. Of the five items we're about to tell you about... Four of the five of them are Old Johnny One Ball Banger approved. New avatar items available to purchase in the in-game shop. Plant, Sandy, and Trash Cloak Burmy earrings.
Nice.
So good. Oh, that reminds me.
Which one
me,
are you
going to
go for?
Oh, that's tough. Based on my personal, like, what I would wear.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough. I would probably wear Sand Cloak.
Okay.
Just because it doesn't have legs sticking out of it. But they're all good.
Yeah.
And the Plant Cloak, I forget what animal they're based on, but we used to have those in Houston. So you would see basically the Plant Cloak thing in trees.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then the male Combi bag is coming out, but there's also a female Combi bag, and I'm about to have a backpack again.
Yeah.
Those are baller items, dude.
That's unique. I'm here for it.
Yeah, when's the last time we got earrings?
Yeah.
We got the one like Steven cuff or something.
Yeah, the Steven, and then that one like lone earring.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was like, what, 3 years ago?
It's been a while.
Hey, it's lots of been a whiles this episode.
Dude, those are awesome.
It's been a while.
We're going to have to tell Broncos fan about that female Combi bag.
Yeah. Pretty dope.
Those are cool. I'm pumped. I'm bugging out, man. And Pokestop showcases. Be on the lookout for showcases at different stops during the event where you can enter event-themed Pokemon. I bet they're bugs.
This guy gets it.
Yeah, but what do I know? All right, dude. You want to take it away and end with the news?
It's time. I'm so ready. So, Mega Heracross Raid Day, Saturday, April 13th. 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., the Mega Evolved Pokemon debut. Mega Heracross will make its debut, and if you're lucky, you can encounter a shiny one, which is dope. Like, oh, I'm ready for it. Event bonuses. A raid pass limit will be increased to 20 from Friday, April 12th at 5 p.m. to Saturday, April 13th to 8 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. You can receive up to 5 additional raid passes from spinning photo discs at gyms during the event. And you'll have an increased chance of encountering shiny Heracross from raids. Once two or more trainers successfully complete the in-person raid, more Pokemon will appear around the gym that hosted the raid for 15 minutes, which is pretty good. And then the Pokemon Go web store Heracross Raid Ultra Ticket Box for $5. It'll include a premium battle pass at no additional cost. This web store... Whoa, that's... Huh. Premium battle pass for no... Look at you guys giving out a little extra.
Yeah, but wait till you see the 99 premium pass box that's out.
Ooh.
Some people got it today, so keep checking your inboxes.
Yeah, keep those eyes peeled. For US $5, you'll be able to purchase a ticket to receive the following bonuses: 8 additional raid passes from spinning gym photo discs, increased chance to get rare Candy XL from raid battles, 50% more XP from raid battles, and double Stardust from raid battles.
What you don't get is more Mega Energy.
Which is odd. They give you extra everything else but that.
Is this the first Raid Day Mega that we have like this? Or is this just the first one that I remember within the last 24 hours of knowing it?
I feel like they did one for the Hoenn starters. I'm still bitter about that.
Did they do the box, though? Because I know they did Raid Days, but this ticket thing is fresh. And it's been like...
specifically for...
Well, I guess Primals.
But, like...
That's a Mega.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Those are Megas.
So, yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, that's what we got. That's the news.
You know what we could do? Because that's the day that we're going to Postino and Dimitri Martin.
Yeah.
We could do some raids.
Raid.
Go to free dinner and then free show.
I could be in.
And we're going to the one on Broadway, so there will be raids if we're early.
Oh, yeah.
I am a guy who's not mad at that.
No, you're old Johnny One Ball.
Got him!
Dude.
Let's go. Most days. He's right.
And breaking news. This is the part of the show where Shadowprime 34 takes over the show. So, for those that might not have known...
Silly Songs with Larry.
Silly Songs with Larry. Part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song. Silly Songs with Shadowprime. So, it is now time for a live special trade. So go ahead and head into your special trade screen.
Wait. Oh, I was like, wait, we're not lucky friends?
Yeah. Special. Because, okay. What, like, why are we doing a random special trade? Why is Shadow Prime taking over?
Because we do it every week.
No. Well, actually, yeah, you're right. But old Johnny Wimball had a birthday.
I remember that.
I was there. You were also there.
Oh, dude, that worked out well.
So, it's time to do a little bit of something special.
Okay. What are you looking for?
You give me whatever you want.
Dude.
My search terms are all messed up right now. Okay. Dude, it doesn't even have to be shiny if you don't even want it to
be
shiny.
I have too many shinies. I was actually going to start deleting them.
Oh.
I have 1,468 shinies in my inbox thing. Okay.
I sat down and cleared out 200 Pokemon the other day, which is pretty dope.
Nice. I'm going to go with... Because I don't know what is occurring, I'm going to choose the Pokemon. Actually, I'm going to point the one you're supposed to choose. And then that way it's a total secret until I see it in my box. Whatever you're doing.
Copy.
So, pick one of these Gibbles.
I'm just going to do...
No, it's... It, no, oh. Don't do that.
I was like, I'm just
I don't
gonna...
know what's around them.
Oh, yeah, good call. Okay, now you can turn it around.
Okay, all right. We're doing first reactions here. It's like a wedding.
This is live.
Here we go. What are we seeing? Ooh. Aww, it's a yeah. Captain Hat Pikachu, my dudes.
Not
and
just
duders.
Any Captain Hat Pikachu.
It's the shiny.
Let's go.
Dude, that is awesome.
Heck yeah, dude.
That I'm going to rename right now, and I'm going to call it Two Buddy. I'm getting that thing not wings. What do boats have? You know when you get your wings on Delta?
Oh, yeah. I was like, boats don't have wings.
Boats don't have wings. Boats have cars and money. That's it.
Boats don't have wings. Boats have cars.
There's your title.
I appreciate that.
Oh, man.
For those of you that know, you know. That's very good.
Boats don't have wings. Boats have cars and money.
Boats have cars
and
money.
Dude, that is awesome. And it's got Volt Tackle, which is dope. Because it's the only one that has Volt Tackle. Oh, how did that Gibble turn out, by the way?
Oh, it was not good. Oh. But it's all good because...
Oh, it's totally backwards.
That was yours. Dude. Like, that was a trade for you.
Dude, and it almost came out to a 777.
Oh.
767, baby.
Hey.
That's what is up.
Heck yeah, dude.
Dude,
happy
that
birthday.
Is awesome. Thank
but
you.
It do be don'ting over,
I think is what you're
yeah,
aiming for.
It do be don'ting over because... We're bringing back some old segments that we haven't played in a while.
My Peek of the Week is.
So these
it's
ones
the only one I can
remember. Are. I tried to be like very tongue in cheek with. If you know, you'll know immediately.
Okay, I know. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh wait,
so.
Hold on. You know what we're doing right now? Before we leave.
Before we leave. Oh, he maxed it out.
Done.
Let's go.
I have so many Pikachu candy.
How many do you have?
I still have 1,087 XL left.
XL? Who?
Yeah, I have 14,120, which is not a lot by Pikachu standards.
Yeah.
But I don't. I'm done with that thing. I'm good, dude.
It's still a lot.
And I still have over 1 million Stardust.
Yo, let's go.
I went hard on a few builds the last couple days. Yeah. I treated myself to my... Hundo G Fisk max out.
Oh, that's a good one.
On it was yesterday
for Ultra League.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I went and did Ultra League battles and I won.
That thing is thick.
Yeah. That was my little present to myself.
Hey.
Boom. Okay. Segment.
Okay. We have multiple segments.
Like a caterpillar.
Oh, I don't like that.
Like an ant.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, number one, who's that Pokemon? It has a short dark brown snout and a small red nose. Cream-colored markings cover its underside and surround its face. Round tufts of fur form its tail, with 5 on the male and 3 on the female. Similar tufts line the bottom of its face, and 2 singular ones form its ears. Its black paws have 3 toes and with some webbing in between them. It is also known to wander into villages, gnawing on people's houses. Despite its stout body and naive appearance, this Pokemon can be agile and is not easily perturbed. Who's that Pokemon?
What? 5 on the male, 3 on the female. Matching tufts where?
Round tufts.
Round tufts. That webbing really throws me off.
Yeah.
The only thing I can picture is Hisuian Growlithe, and that doesn't sound right.
No. There was an event that surrounded this entire Pokemon, and it kind of became Cyndaquil. A meme.
Pidgey.
No.
Like,
one of the pictures was this Pokemon versus Regigigas. And
it's Bidoof.
Yeah. There we go. I was like, that's my favorite picture.
I was like, gnawing. But then it turns into a water type.
Yeah.
With Bibarel.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, number 2. This Pokemon's body is supported by a pair of thick legs, which have yellow zigzag markings across the knees and 3 claws each. Above each eye is a single bat-like wing with yellow along the upper edge. There's a small bat-like wings along the sides of its body as well. On the underside of its body are 3 fin-like projections that curve upwards towards its mouth. Each arm has a hand with 3 yellow claws. A row of small spikes trail down its back and along its tail. The tail itself extends from the center of its back and resembles a medieval mace. Who's that Pokemon?
Medieval mace on the tail is a backwards quillfish.
Backwards quillfish?
Mace on the tail.
If it helps, not...
Mace on the tail.
Technically a Pokemon?
Ash.
No.
It's not technically a Pokemon?
Yeah.
In Who's That Pokemon?
Technically not, no.
What?
It's...
Type
a monster.
Null. Sylvally.
No.
Guzzlord.
Yep, that's it.
I was like, wait, tail, got it.
Yeah, because I was like, I probably should have put this monster, but that also would have been, I was like, yeah, this is a giveaway. Yeah.
Like, also, I started with the Zebstrika line.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no, that's not it.
Also, like, this one was hard because all it talks about is eating, and I'm like,
yeah.
If I say that, like, he's going to know right away. Okay, number 3. This Pokemon has yellow eyes, a bulky frame, and a ponytail on its head. Its tail and ponytail are deep blue. It also has deep blue accents on its neck and forelimbs. Its body is covered in battle scars, and part of its right ear is missing. Its head and neck have thick fur resembling a shield.
Zamazenta.
Yep. I was like, as soon as I said
missing. I know it's one of those two, and then you said shield. I was like, I know it.
Got him. I was like, that would be a good... apparently, it's the only Pokemon that can learn Behemoth Bash, and that move is said to be able to bore holes through mountains. So there's
like
a fun fact for you.
Like Bueller.
Mountains just so bored holes.
That kind
forming.
Of bore hole.
Okay, number 4. This Pokemon is aware of its own impressive strength and derives confidence from this fact, never feeling threatened by any of its opponents. It's capricious and curious enough to sometimes play with humans despite usually being cautious of them. While fighting in its apex build, this Pokemon dominates its opponents by using its immense strength and the many natural weapons available to it.
Machop. Machamp.
You're Machoke. On the right line, close.
Conkeldurr.
Including its tough jaws, fangs, sharp claws, and thick, powerful tail. Its legs are strong enough that... I almost said the name.
Granbull.
It can leap over 65 feet into the air using its own body weight and momentum of falling from such a height to unleash crushing kicks and brutal body slams. Its nickname is... I'll tell you that in a second.
How many Evos does it have?
None, actually.
Oh. I'm going to go with no... So it's a single stage?
Yeah.
A single stage fighting type.
Yep.
Called...
I mean, technically, it's... No, not technically, no, yeah.
No, well, I guess the question is not, does it evolve? Does it have an Evo line?
In the grand picture scheme of things, like the big picture, technically, yes.
Okay, but not in Gen whatever it came from?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
Like, and I mean, you have to look at the timeline...
Okay, Eminem.
Snap back
to reality, dude. Oh, that's tough.
Its nickname is the Winged King.
King Gambit. Jesus Christ. The Winged King, but it's a fighting type?
Yeah.
Hawlucha.
No. Good guess, though. This Pokemon is the only one that can learn Collision Course.
Collision Course? That's not helpful because I don't know Pokemon moves. I'm going to go, okay, Grand Scheme might evolve, currently doesn't. Does it evolve? Yes and no.
Yeah. Like
Schrodinger's cat.
In the past, it was a different one.
Hairy Mama.
No.
No.
You're on the right track, though.
Iron Hands. Iron Bundle. Iron
You're in the Jugulous. Future.
Oh. What's the fighting type from the past? But Iron Larva.
Iron Larva?
The fighting type from the past. I even played Scarlet.
Yeah, which I'm kind of surprised you haven't gotten it yet.
I can't remember any. I use Iron Hands so much, I forgot what everyone else was. Hold on.
You use it every time you play.
B button.
Okay. Expand on that.
Every time in Scarlet. There's only like a dozen.
Be it in battle or not in battle.
There's only like a dozen of those past Pokemon, but my brain only goes to the bug.
Do you want the color of it?
That's not going to help.
Actually, I think it will.
Maybe.
It's red.
Oh, Medicham. Crushed it. Shiny Meditite. Nailed it.
Shiny Meditite.
I'm trying to remember what those Pokemon even were. Ghostly Misdreavus. Ghost Necklace.
Ghost Necklace. Think.
Oh, man.
What was the name of the
Area Everyone listening Zero. Is like, it's this, it's that. I'm like, yeah, but the Paradoxers are out of my brain.
Sandwiches.
Yeah, I figured. Because it's Scarlet.
Yeah.
Is it really Coridon?
Coridon.
I was like, Paradox? Who's down there? Who's in that hole?
Yeah, I was like, the other one like pops out. Yeah. Coridon. Like, what? Very nice.
I forget it runs.
Yeah. It apparently has like different four different forms. So it's like when it's legged normal, the swimming form. And I was like,
those are different forms?
I didn't know either.
And I would have said flying, not swimming, flying.
And running.
Because it's not like a bike.
Yeah.
It just runs.
Just sprints. And then like the normal, like when that dude is giving you sandwiches. And it's like, ooh, I'll have one of those.
Dude, he eats a lot of sandwiches.
And then the apex.
I was thinking, build. I was like, the only fighting type I can think of is the Larvesta bug. On the ground.
Fire Moth or something like that?
Yeah, Fire Moth. I was like, that is the only fighting type that I can think of in that godforsaken hole.
Fair. I was like, bug. Close. Fighting.
It's also red. What?
Nice. All right, so this one. This is a very dangerous creature, considering it's excellent in offensive...
A white man.
What did security Nailed do? It. Nothing. Typical.
Typical.
This is a very dangerous creature, considering its excellent offensive and defensive capabilities. Its most distinctive feature is its thin, razor-sharp body, with which
it's I know every, him. It's Kartana.
Yeah, there we go. I was gonna try and like the way I worded it. I was gonna try and be like, make you think it was Hone Edge or Dewblade.
No, because I don't remember the order of those.
Me neither. Wait, very nice.
It's Hone Edge, Dewblade, Aegislash.
Aegislash, yeah, because of the shield.
Crushed it.
Yeah.
I want that thing in guns.
Nice. Well, that's five Who's That Pokemon, but we're not done.
Oh.
Because we're bringing back this or that.
Done.
Oh,
let's go.
Yeah. Okay. This is based on whatever criteria you want.
Fair enough.
Okay. This or that. Scarlet and Violet or Sword and Shield? If you're Niantic, I know which one you're choosing. They're like, oh, Scarlet and Violet all day.
based on my criteria being a complete game, we're going to go Sword and Shield.
Oh.
Based on the game works, Sword and Shield.
Okay. Yeah, Scarlet and Violet was a little bit rough.
I like Scarlet and Violet a lot, but Sword and Shield is complete when you got it.
Yeah, the Scarlet and Violet people are like walking through the middle of your battle. Okay.
Did that windmill just stop?
5 frames a second. Okay. G-Max or Terrastalization?
Terrastalization, okay. I think.
Mega Evolution or Z-Moves?
Mega.
All day. Same. Z-Moves are trash.
Z-Moves, more like P-Moves.
Got him, Pokemon. Roy or Liko?
I'm going to go with Liko.
I agree.
I like Liko so far.
Yeah. I had to sneak it in there. Groudon or Kyogre?
Groudon.
Nice. That's the correct answer.
I think I would have picked Kyogre as a kid, but I picked Groudon as an adult.
Yeah. Fight me, Kyogre.
Both good.
Okay. Fighting type.
Fighting type.
Okay.
What was your other option?
It was going to be dragon type.
Oh, fighting.
Yeah. Cynthia or Leon?
Cynthia.
Really?
Yeah, Leon's garbage. I can beat him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I could beat him, dude. I'm out of potions. So could Ash.
Yeah. Potions out. Okay. Ooh, this is okay. Pokemon Unite or Pokemon Cafe Remix?
Unite, because I've played that for longer than no time. And by longer than no time, I mean about 20 minutes.
Same. Dude, that was like roughly 10. And I was like,
that is all I can do.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Same. Okay. The Safari Zone or Blueberry Academy?
Based on the fact that when I played Blue, I could not get a Tauros, I'm going to go with Blueberry.
Blueberry?
Yeah,
okay.
It's just nice. A little vendetta I have.
Nice.
Could not get a Tauros in Blue.
Okay. Number 10. Hitmonchan or Kartana?
Hitmonchan 1, Kartana 2, Shuckle 3.
Oh, okay.
That's the order.
Okay. Nice. I'm going to try and get him.
Yeah.
But there is a bonus one I put in here. And I'm
do it.
Evolves Legendary Godzilla or Godzilla Minus One?
Godzilla Minus One.
Really?
The movie is better.
Oh. Or like the...
I don't care about Dragon Ball that thing, Godzilla. I assume that's the evolved one you're talking about,
yeah,
the pink one.
The pink, yeah. Barbenheimer?
I don't care. That one's fine.
Yeah.
But Minus One is superior.
Okay. Okay.
Just overall.
Nice.
I still don't care about the people in Legendary.
Yeah, same.
And I just watched them a week ago.
Oh, that movie was so fun.
Dude, we gotta watch Minus One again when we can.
I'm in. 100%.
Because Godzilla's all like, ah! And then he's like, get this plane out of my mouth.
How long do we have to drag this fight out for? Get down here!
Dude, he suffered not the planes that came to him.
Get down
in the end, he's like, we need the speed plane. It's just a plane that's like backwards and half built.
Yeah, like a Sharpedo plane.
Oh, so good.
So yeah, that is this or that. And also, who's that Pokemon in honor of old Johnny One Ball's birthday? So if you are in the
older.
Discord, yeah, if you're in the Discord or you're just listening to this and not in the Discord, or tweet at us. Tell old Johnny Red Ball, happy birthday.
That's what's up.
Happiest of birthdays.
I feel older already.
You know what? You did it.
You know what? I'm going to... So, I did the math on this the other day because, you know, we're math boys.
Math boys, coach.
I moved to Colorado when I was 16, and I am now 32, which is double that age. And when I turned 32, we got a Buc-ee's. So, when I turned 64... We're going to have more Schlotzkys.
Even more.
Dude, we should go to Schlotzkys soon down. On account of I live closer to it than I ever have after living in this state.
Also, Schlotzkys are just good. Oh, that sounds so good right now.
What time do they close? I'll find out right now. S-C-H-L-O-T-Z-S-K-Y. It's closed.
You'd be closed. Nice. Well, yeah, but that's the end of the birthday episode.
Dude, I feel birthdayed. Next up, I'm taking back over.
No!
Dude, it's happening. And we're going to go quick, because you know what I am? Hungry.
Hey, hungry!
Dude, I think we're hungry.
We are the same.
That's what's up. But we're going to talk about the Roundtable Challenge. It is still the spring into spring. Defeat any Rocket member with a mech Pokemon. That means it is a thing. I recommend Magnezone.
Yeah.
That's just a good one.
A thing.
It is like the most thing of all things that's still useful. What about Hundo Hunter for this year? Do you have anything to add?
I have a Hundo Panpour.
Dude,
I nice. Was like, huh, neat. Look at this thing.
I think I'm missing a Hundo Panseer, and I'm done with the Hundo and Shiny Pans. Well, nice. At least one each.
Would Carbink count as a thing?
Sure. But like, if you really want to drag out that fight, you'll bring Carbink.
Yeah, right.
Just get a different thing and plan your grunts better.
Yeah.
Carbink will win.
It's just going to take you 20 minutes.
Over time. Yeah. I, 2 days after I caught my last Hundo Cottony, I caught a knee. I caught another Hundo Cottony.
Caught a knee.
Yeah, dude. So now I have two Hundo Cottonies. I evolved one of them because I wanted to.
Nice.
The lower CP so we could get some XLs into that Whimsicott.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have one of each. That family is done. By accident, too. My ball did both of them.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. What about My Zero Academia? Anything to add?
Nothing there. That's a slow grind.
I think I got a 100, so it's really close, but nothing truly to add for My Zero Academia.
Yeah.
All right, roundtable competition. You already know it's Jimbo's Shadow Realm. Catch a Shadow Pokemon with the stats 4 attack, 2 defense, and 0 HP. That's it.
Yeah.
I have not been checking that. We can't same. Win, so
yeah.
You know, we're just hanging. We're just doing our thing.
We're just vibing. I'm scrolling through looking for more things.
That's true.
Does Pharaoh Seed count? Pharaoh Seed?
It's a plant.
Yeah, I'll say it's a seed.
It's
so.
Not quite a thing.
Yeah. Bronzor.
Bronzor is definitely a thing.
It's a coin which turns into a bell.
Naturally. yeah. All right. To close out with the question of the week, which Pokemon do you think could become the GOAT of something it doesn't already do? Like, of course, Hitmonchan's going to be the GOAT of boxing.
Yeah.
You know, King Gambit's going to be the GOAT of chess. So, like, what's a Pokemon you think could be the GOAT of something else?
Hariyama Volleyball.
Oh, wow. Iron hands because they float.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't have to go anywhere.
Yeah. Just bow.
Dude, I don't know if we talked about this. Hariyama is quickly climbing up my favorite Pokemon list.
Really?
That thing is just cool. I'm going to go Machamp, the GOAT of Rock, Paper, Scissors.
Okay. Okay. I can see that.
I was thinking that like slap thing
yeah.
that they do now. But that kind of is already what it does.
Yeah.
Rock,
paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah.
Use a different hand each time.
Yeah.
Best 3 out of 5.
Or like Kartana could become the GOAT chef.
Ooh, that's a good one. That is really good.
I mean, granted, his name is Goaten Ramsay.
Goaten Ramsay. Bring it on.
The reason I thought of this question, I was actually watching a video on YouTube yesterday, pretty good video actually, with Tony Hawk and Kid Cudi, and they were picking the goats of things.
Yeah.
So one of them was like the goat skateboard move, and then they did Woat, the worst of all time.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is the Woat fashion trend? And they were like, those half shirts from the 80s. But it was pretty good because I mean, Kid Cudi is good. Tony Hawk is the goat.
I like that.
And so I was thinking,
the goat and the woat.
Yeah, I was thinking like, Dude, the goat and the woat, dude.
Yeah.
New segment name.
I'm here somehow for it.
Of something. Dude, studs and duds.
Goats and woats. Done. You guys just witnessed an evolution.
We did it, dude. That was like a mega evolution.
Yeah.
Next week, goats and woats.
Goats and woats. I'm here for it.
So yeah, it was like, what was the goat thing? And yeah. So I was like, what would be the goat of something it's not meant for?
That's a really good question. We want to hear from you.
That's right. Tell us what your goat of the non-standard thing is.
Yeah. Because everyone says Hitmonchan will be good boxing.
Yeah. Of course he would take them out. He's punching holes. Do you think Hitmonchan has hands?
Under the gloves?
Under the gloves, dude. If you
or is it a
gloves,
part of...
If you take the gloves off and then put it back in the ball, do you still have gloves? These are the real questions.
You still have gloves.
Hold on.
Dude.
Before we close out for the day, I'm going to find out, does Hitmonchan have hands?
Or is the glove a part of it?
Okay. Well, that's Tumblr. I don't... Reddit. There we go. Okay. Someone said, after finding out about Delibird's tail today, I don't know anything about anything anymore. But it actually looks like, if you look closely, those are his hands. He does have a thumb. So he's got, like, big fat mittens.
Oh. See? Oh.
Yeah. Huh. But he does wear clothes.
Yeah.
He does have, like, like a boxing... It's not like a skirt, but that kind of thing. Like, yeah. You've seen it in boxing before.
Yeah.
Interesting. So now we know.
Huh. I mean, this question still remains. Like, if I take Conkeldurr's pillar or Alakazam's spoon and call him back, do I still have a spoon?
I don't know.
Or, like, can I replace the spoons? Like, go to Walmart, grab
it. Can you give
it
a spork?
Yeah, like, here you go. Like, would it take it?
Would he lose power?
Is that now a part of Alakazam?
Dude, I want to see Alakazam with camping utensils where it's a knife on one side and a spork on the other.
He's a rotate one.
Good stuff. Well, let us know, what is the goat Pokemon of something it doesn't already do? But, as Leonardo DiCaprio once said, it's time to shutter this island.
I'm going to the island to shutter it.
That's what he said. As we close down, do you have anything to say to the people?
Yes, check out our friends. But... if you're gonna go and catch Pokemon,
don't use all your balls in one place.
See you around.